Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Felty with your daily inspiration. I hope that you will be inspired by the Word of God today. I have been so inspired here again by just considering the mind of Christ and His compassion and caring for people. You know, He does care so deeply about you and about the situation that you are in. Each one of you, he is very able to see everyone's needs, and He does care very deeply. As I was reading in the Gospel of Mark, I see this account. It says, "Now a leper came to Him, imploring Him, kneeling down to Him and saying to Him, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.'" Here was a very needy person, unclean and ill. And Jesus says, "Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out His hand and touched him and said to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' As soon as He had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed." So here was Jesus, just moved with compassion and out of a deep care for this person, He healed him. It was not done in order to gain a larger crowd of followers, I believe, but out of a compassion for this person. This stands in contrast to what we see so often today. People doing things in order to gain a following. In Philippians, we can read about the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2 says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." I think this is so important, this verse here, to let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. What drives our decisions? Is it a compassion and a caring for others? Or is it selfish ambition and conceit? Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. If we esteem others better than ourselves, we will not be critical of others. That is something many of us may have struggle with, or may struggle with, is to be critical of others. And our purpose or our goal in helping others might be so that they can come up to us, come up to our level. But this is saying, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself, and to let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. And if we take on this mind and this heart, the mind of Jesus Christ, we will have a deep compassion and a caring for others. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Everyone has their own interests, their own goals, and we are to help others achieve their interests, their goals, not only our own. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Jesus walked here on earth, and no one was ever more in the right than he was. And yet, he took on the position of a bondservant, the lowest position, not striving for the position of a lord, but only that of a servant. If we humble ourselves, we will be exalted by God. If we exalt ourselves, we will be humbled by God. And therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So let us take on the mind of Christ, his heart of compassion, and start caring for others, not so that they can be like us, but to help them, to bless them, and to guide them to Jesus. And also, we will be blessed ourselves if we take on this mind of Christ Jesus. I pray that as you seek this and search the Word of God, that you will be blessed, and may God bless your day.